I would like you all to take a deep breath. I don't know about you, but all this coronavirus conversation, every place that you go, is kind of making me hold my breath and wondering what it is the best thing for us to do. But I don't really want us to think about that right now. I want you to imagine being with Jesus on a trip. On a trip that he's going on towards Jerusalem. A trip that isn't safe for him. And yet he's going there for our salvation. And so I'd like you to just imagine, if you will, this dusty band of travelers, the disciples and Jesus, walking along a road, and they come to Samaria. And the disciples are telling Jesus, this isn't a safe place for you. This isn't a place that you should be because these people don't care for you. In fact, many of them hate you and would take your life. And Jesus says, this is the road and this is the way that we go. And actually, I'm very thirsty. You go on ahead of me and I'm going to sit here just for a moment and rest. And there he sat with his dusty feet and the sweat rolling down his brow. And I do believe he was thinking. He was thinking about the person who was going to come and meet him at the well. And he knew all about her. And yet he looked forward to her coming. Not so much for the water that he would be asking her for, but for the water that he in turn could give to her. And so as he sat there, he began to hear her feet coming down the road. And he knew that this would be a time that he could make a difference in the lives of so many people. So many people would have an opportunity to have their lives changed because this woman had to come at the well at noon because she was disliked by all of the other women in the city, for she was not married. And as she came down the road and was pondering what was going to happen next in her life, as she began to think about all of the things that were going on around her, and she realized that it was very hot out and she needed to carry this heavy jar back, and for all she knew, people would be looking at her and yelling at her. She hoped they would be just eating their lunch so that they wouldn't even see her. But there he was, a man sitting on the bench, and she recognized he was a Jew. And her heart fell because she knew that the Jews really disliked the Samaritans. And then he said to her, Woman, I am thirsty. Could you get me a drink of water? And she was so surprised that he even spoke to her. He was a Jew. They never speak to Samaritans, especially not a woman who comes to the well at noon. Anyone would know that she had a sinful life. Woman, I'm thirsty. Will you get me a drink of water? And so she said to him, why are you talking to me? And he said, because I want to share something with you. I want to tell you not about the water that you might give to me, but about the living water that I could share with you. The living water that I could give to you to help to make your life so differently, and it would just gush up inside of you and you would feel great relief, and your mind and your heart and everything would be in a place that you could share the good news with so many people. And she said, well, tell me about this living water. How are you going to give me any water? You don't have a bucket. The well is very deep. And he explained, it's really not like that. It's not like that at all. It's something that comes from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that resides within me and resides in with each and every one of you. This incredible ability to love and be truthful and care for one another. It lives right inside of you, the Spirit and the truth. And she just put down her jar and she ran back to her village and she started shouting, I've met the most incredible person. I've met the most incredible person. It might be the Messiah, who knows? And the people began to gather around her, not in disdain as they usually do, but listening to her story. The disciples came back just as Jesus finished talking to the woman, and they were so surprised because Jesus was talking to a woman. A woman. Really, women didn't have a very high position at that period of history, especially in that part of the world. But they didn't say anything, really, because they were more concerned about Jesus and the fact that he hadn't eaten and that he was tired and that he needed to have a moment of rest and food. And yet he said to them, I'm not hungry. You don't need to feed me because I have already eaten. I have already eaten. And they said, who could have brought him any food? How could he have already eaten? And he said, I have eaten food that you know nothing about. I have eaten food that fills and nourishes me. It's the food that helps me to make a difference in the lives of people that I meet. It's the food that's going to carry me through to help me to make difference in the lives of all of the people who love and believe in me. It is food specially prepared from my heart, from the Spirit, and from truth. He said, look around. You say in 4 months we're going to be ready for the harvest, but if you look around, the harvest is already ready. It's already ready. It's already been sown, and it's time for you to reap. You need to go out and reap the harvest just as the other reapers have done, for the harvest has been sown. They are so confused, the disciples. They don't know why he's talking the way he's talking, but their hearts and souls begin to just fill up with the kinds of things that he's saying to the point that they really want to be at his feet. I ask you to imagine that Jesus walking through this door right now, dusty feet, dusty hands, tired, sweat on his brow, and he comes and he sits by you and he says to you, woman, I am thirsty. And what is it that he's expecting of that woman? And what is it that he's expecting of each and every one of us? You see, I think Jesus expects us to give things to him too. That we give him our heart and our faith. That we allow the Holy Spirit that he has given to us to fill our hearts to the point that it just bubbles over and goes right back to God. And a glorious manner that just sings out from each and every one of us. Glorious, glorious God, I love you so much. This is the water that I give back to you. Come and sit by me. Come and sit on the seat by me. Wouldn't that be a magnificent thing? If Jesus could just come in person and sit by you. He said, the harvest is ready. I want you to look around. Jesus is sitting right beside you. In a person that you may not even recognize or even know. That his Spirit dwells in each and every one of us to the point that we have the ability to share Jesus right now. The harvest is ready. Just imagine how we can take Jesus forward and the love of God every place we go. We want to be the people who are the harvest reapers. We want to be the people who enable the world to go forward in a happy and pleasant way. We want to be the people who God says, "This is my home. These are my children. These are my children. And my son sits with them every day." So as you go about your business today and go out into this crazy world with so many worries and concerns, I invite you to breathe. It's not an easy thing to do. I invite you to breathe deeply, and as you do that, have a sense that the Holy Spirit just blossoms again with inside of you, and that you can just smile at the people around you, wish them well, and give them hope for continued peace, health, and love in our world for all people. Amen.
Amen.